our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast. This is the awesome edition of the awesome podcast, which is done on Monday.
I'm trying to figure this out because I think it's just
no, because we had regular. An awesome weekend.
We did have an awesome weekend, but I think it's just a regular edition. There's no, like, don't get everyone's hopes up. There's nothing special
today,
about this.
Today's like a special day.
It's not. It's just a regular day, but we had a good weekend.
We did.
Today's a good day.
Yeah.
Today's regular day of the
it's
weekend
cold.
Was good. It is cold.
It was
like 70 degrees last week, and now it's snowing.
Oh,
and
tell whoever that is texting you just cool. Cut it out.
Andy, stop texting me.
Tell him.
I just did.
Okay.
He said something about carpal tunnel.
Put it on the couch so it doesn't make a buzzy noise.
It's going to make a buzzy noise. It's fine.
I mean, you could just turn off.
I got to make sure this isn't urgent. 1 second. Someone might need me.
Hold on. Holly's checking her texts while we're doing a podcast.
Okay.
It's not urgent.
It's not. None of the three people who are messaging me is it urgent.
So any,
I'm
have,
so popular.
You have three people texting
I do.
You? Nobody ever texts me.
I do sometimes.
Yeah, you do. When you need something. When you're like, oh, go
get
milk at the store.
You're like, I already got milk.
Yeah, I was like, I'm on it. And then remember when I came in, you're like, did you get the mail? And I was like, and you're like, well, go get it.
Well, you pretended you didn't. Don't even.
But you were.
Don't even.
Because I knew what
I
you
was
would
expecting
do.
Something. I was expecting nail polish.
And you got
it.
And I knew you had it.
Okay, I got 3 new nail polishes. This isn't going to be nail polish hour, but you get to talk about magic all the time. So I'm going to talk about my hobby. My hobby is painting my nails. I got it from my sister who got it from me. Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's weird. So, I got 3 new nail polishes today. They're indie nail polishes, which means they cost a lot of money, but they're usually pretty good. I got one that's red with black glitter in it and some other kind of glitter. I got one that's color change from purple to silver, which is pretty cool. It's temperature change. It's mood nail polish. That's pretty neat. And then I also got one that's got like 5 different colors on it, depending on what angle you're looking at it at. That's all. That's all I wanted to say. I'm very excited about
them. Do y'all have glitter in them?
They do. They all have glitter. glitter. Some are glitter, some are shimmer. One is shimmer.
Shimmer.
Which is tiny, tiny, tiny glitter.
Shimmer.
Tiny glitter. It's so tiny.
That's called shimmer. Shimmer is tiny glitter.
It's shimmer. Yeah, it's shimmer. If it's tiny
I didn't know
glitter.
That.
Tiny, tiny, tiny.
That's
glitter.
See. That's the thing that I learned today.
It's like powder glitter. Powder glitter.
So it's just even more everywhere.
Yeah. No.
Like
it's
it never
different.
Comes out.
It's different. No, it's actually a lot easier to get off.
Okay. Because glitter is the worst.
Glitter is kind of the worst. Okay, so, so we had a great weekend.
We did.
We went to the Minneapolis cities.
Mm.
The twin Minneapolises.
I ate pepper just now.
Just now, Adam ate a peppercorn. I told him not to do it. Actually, no, I didn't. He said, should I eat a peppercorn? I said, you do that at your own risk. Because I knew what the risk was.
See,
it's...
I like pepper.
Pepper.
But when you eat a whole pepper, it's too much.
Yeah, because there's a lot of pepper comes out of one peppercorn. You're just
anyway,
like,
I'm sorry I derailed
thing.
Your
no, it's
your
fine.
Story about Minneapolis.
So we went to Minneapolis. We didn't just go for like just no reason at all. We went for a They Might Be Giants concert because they're awesome.
They
might,
the might
be
giants.
The Might Be Giants are the best. And so we went for the concert, which I was pretty excited about.
The McGiggity McGignacks.
And we even bought their CD, which isn't out yet. It's out tomorrow, technically.
Yeah.
So
we
got
we
it a day
it.
Early.
No
and it's
deal.
Autographed. NBD.
NBD.
NBD. So we went for that. We spent some time walking around Minneapolis. We got really sore from walking around Minneapolis.
Yeah.
My shoes were rubbing on my feet. It hurt a lot. But we got to... get to eat some food.
We got to eat some different foods. We had 2 different foods when we were there.
We did.
One of us likes one of them better than the other one, and
yeah.
The other one likes the other one better.
We had different experiences. The first one we went to was a burger place.
It was a burger place called American Burger Bar.
Yeah.
And they played all the best music.
Every
music that they played was music that I enjoyed.
They had like a Pandora playlist going, and it was literally, it was like Cake and Modest Mouse.
And Johnny Cash.
And Johnny Cash.
And
that
was
it.
How does that? No, it also played like that. Boo doo boo doo boo 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 boo.
Oh, Killers. I think. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yep. We all know.
You know.
Yep.
I say,
anyone who's played Guitar Hero knows that.
Boo-doo-doop. Take me
out. At least I think it's Guitar Hero. Might have been Rock Band.
And that's not the Killers. It's,
whatever, it's somebody else. I don't give a shit.
They did play the Killers, though, but it was a different song.
They probably did. I don't care who it is. They haven't been relevant for some years, so.
Yeah, well, it was like 90s music that I really liked.
Yeah, but it was good. Johnny Cash. It was good, and Johnny Cash. But even some of that was, like, 2000s Johnny Cash.
The newer Johnny Cash, right before he died.
So that was Saturday, right before our show.
And we ordered burgers.
Yeah, we ordered burgers. Because it was a burger place. I'm not that keen on burgers. I'm fine with burgers, but you're a burger guy.
I'm way into burgers.
I have actually only recently begun eating burgers again, because for a while I swore them off because they're really boring.
What was the burger that you got?
I got the Blackjack, which supposedly had Cajun spices on it, but I really didn't taste it. They were more on the plate, I think, than were on the burger.
I think they were on your waffle fries.
And it had Cajun spices and sour cream and chives cheese, and that was actually really good. I never want to have another burger without sour cream on it.
We have sour cream in the fridge.
I know. So we don't have any meat.
We don't have any burger. It was called the Captain America, and when I ordered it, it said it was a double burger, and I was like, oh, it's going to be a burger.
When
like
you were looking at the menu, I was like, that's a lot. That's two patties and double cheese. Uh-huh. That is like eating two burgers. You're like, no,
it's
fine.
I can handle a double cheeseburger.
It's fine. Guess what?
It was 9 inches tall I got it.
It wasn't 9 inches tall. No, it was not. Okay, you're remembering wrong. It was probably more like 5 inches tall.
No, it was this big.
No, it wasn't.
I had to squish it.
You're adorable and you're...
It was at least a foot and a half tall.
No, but it wasn't. It was probably 5-ish inches tall. It was two very,
seven. We'll say
very...
Seven. We'll go halfway. It's a 7.
It's a man's 7 inches. How about that?
What does that mean?
That's men think that dick lengths are longer than they are. So if it's really 5 inches, you say it's 7. Okay. So that's what we'll go with here.
Okay.
But it was two full on patties. Like
That was a giant burger. Like I couldn't barely fit it in my mouth.
Yeah, you only ate half of it, so you really just ate one burger.
And
then you had one later.
I'd say I ate a little more than half. I probably had like 9/16 of the burger.
9/16, and you had little tiny skinny fries.
Yeah,
they were the tiniest fries I've ever seen. Yeah, I had waffle fries, and I actually kind of wished I'd had the skinny fries.
Yeah, well, that's why I got them.
I know. I didn't realize they'd be the waffle fries that are like orange and weirdly spiced.
Yeah,
I like the ones
Cajun spice fries.
No, they weren't Cajun spice fries. They were just they came like that. I think in the bag. I just didn't really like them. But that's okay.
Anyway, so we had burgers, and my burger was awesome. It had like cheese and burger.
Yep.
And it was big and had lettuce and tomato and all that business, but it was just two of them. And it's called Captain America.
Yeah. They had some nerd names in there. Like, it was more than just that.
And I said, this should be called the Hulk.
Yeah. Because big. You did say that.
I did.
So, we finished that, went back to our hotel room. We had an awesome hotel. We stayed at Le Méridien. And, you know, we found out that they really like art. There's, like, 12 art pieces in every hallway.
Yeah, and some of them are creepy.
Some of them are real weird.
There was garbage bags.
Yeah, there's garbage bags. It looked like garbage bags, but it was like brass that
was
painted.
Bronze.
It was a bronze
sculpture that looked like garbage bags.
That was crazy. There was like a video screen that was just playing like a looped GIF of some people. Like
a
guy smoking. I mean GIF.
You mean a
guy smoking and a lady blinking and turning her head. Like
they were supposed to be like real not moving, but then somebody blinked once and that's the art part of
That's the art, yeah. Yeah, it looked like they
weren't moving
otherwise.
When somebody blinks.
Well, and the smoke was going up.
Because I thought it was a picture. I thought it was a still frame. And then I looked at it for a little bit. I'm like, oh, the smoke is moving.
That's moving. They had the elevator had a curated playlist.
Oh, yeah. That was real weird.
It wasn't even
that was
good.
The rapiest elevator.
Yeah, you go in the elevator. It's not, like, lit.
Yeah,
it
there's,
was
like, purple and orange lights
like
in there.
It was, like, a nightclub in there.
Yeah, it was a nightclub.
Yeah.
With a creepy world music playlist.
Like, if I hadn't been there with you, I'd have been afraid to get in that elevator alone. Mm-hmm. I probably would have found the stairs. And stairs are more
dangerous.
Our room
was really narrow.
It was narrow. It wasn't small, I wouldn't say.
No, it wasn't small. It was just really narrow. The bed fit in one side of it. And it was really weirdly set up, but it had the coolest sink.
Yeah, it had a sink that didn't have... Like, you know how most sinks are just like a bowl shape? This one was flat and just kind of planed down, so the edge near you didn't have like a lip on it. It just, like, if you got too overexcited about your water, it just spilled on the floor.
Yeah, it gets splashed a lot.
Yeah. That happened to me.
It was cool, though. You got overexcited about turning water.
Yeah,
water!
And it just splashed on the floor on my feet, and I was like, oh, I'm glad I'm barefoot.
So anyway, we were there.
It had a rainfall shower, and it was terrible.
Yeah, it was. That's real hard to get clean with.
Yeah, it wasn't any good at all.
And then we went to a show about that they might be giants. There was no opener. It was just an evening.
Yeah, it was just an evening with them. And I thought that the doors opened at 7 and that the show was at 8. But I didn't look at the ticket because I was just confident in that knowledge. And we got there at 6:30 and the doors opened at 8 and the show was at 9.
But
so.
The good news is we got real close to the front because we were very early.
We were in good shape as far as sitting in the line goes. So I was excited about that.
The Mavie Giants did play. They played a lot of good songs. They did two sets that were like, one was like, the first set was like an hour and then they stopped for 20 minutes and then came back and did another hour.
Yeah, they were trying to pretend that it was like two full sets and it wasn't really.
But it was like two hours and 15 minutes.
Two-thirds of a set. Yeah. So, whatever. I mean, it was fine. Yeah. I was not mad about it.
I mean,
at
when
all.
Ween plays, they play for 4 hours.
Yeah, a lot of people. Eddie Izzard played longer than they played. Yeah. So,
well, they're getting old too.
Well, Izzard's like same age, probably.
Yeah, well, no, I know, but they have to jump around. And
right,
play
they do. They do. I'm not mad about it. It was a good show.
Yeah,
they played a lot of stuff off their new album, Glean.
Mm-hmm.
Which
Underwater Woman.
Yeah. Which we listened to on loop last night for like 2 hours.
Yeah, it's really good. My card of the day that I do for my blog.
MattOloff.blogspot.com. Yeah. MattOloff.com, actually. MattOloff.com.
MattOloff.com. I just do my random, I make a magic card every once in a while. I don't even know if I've mentioned that on here, but I probably did.
Probably a while ago. I don't think you have recently. Yeah, MattOloff.com. You post a card when I remind you to.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. You're like, hey, did you do a card? Oh, no, let me do that.
And then it's not, oh, no, let me do that. It's, I don't want to.
And then I like.
And you like, you do the thing from Wet Hot American Summer where you get real mad.
And he like picks up the thing like and he gets so willfully.
He gets super mad about it. Yeah, anyway, so the show was real good. It was very warm in there, though. The show was at First Ave, and it was packed full of people. It was a sold-out show, and it was hot.
Yeah.
And I had some girl's hair rubbing on my arm the whole time.
Oh, that girl and her hair. I told you, I asked if you brought your scissors.
I didn't bring my scissors.
You should have, because you just went snip, snip, no more hair
on your... No more hair, and I would be charged with assault.
I mean... Only if she backed into the scissors.
She backed into the scissors.
You just snipped the hair and then moved somewhere else.
No, cutting someone's hair, like, without their permission... I believe I've seen...
I saw that on Full House, and no one got arrested.
Okay, that's because that was a television show for families.
But I think it was Stephanie was cutting Uncle Jesse's hair.
Okay, that's...
Like, fake cutting his hair and accidentally really cut it.
Okay, but he at least knew that it was a possibility that might happen.
No. Uncle Jesse trusted his Stephanie Tanner to not cut his hair.
Yeah, but he was aware she was there. Right? Mm-hmm. If I just done this to this girl and, like, she just didn't have hair all of a sudden, that'd be real bad.
No, but the thing is, you'd cut it and then you move away.
That's
you step
true.
To the side about 6 feet.
In any case, I didn't cut
You'll
this
never
girl's
be found.
Hair. It was very hot. They played 2 encores, which was too many encores.
Yeah. Well, after the first one, we, like, went...
After the first
get
one,
get
we're like,
away.
Oh, they're probably done. And then we went to the merch table,
and then
and
the
I
second encore was just not nonsensical.
It was weird.
It was nonsensical.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense at all.
Yeah.
So I was fine to have missed that a little bit.
Yeah. They played a bunch of songs. They played my favorite, They Might Be Giant song. Oh, speaking of which, top three.
Okay, well, fit the top three in here. We're not done talking about our weekend, but this is a good time for top three. Hold on.
Did
I made a list.
Top three.
No, good try. Good try.
What? That's the theme song for top three. Didn't you know that?
Good try.
Dee-dee-dee, top three.
Okay. So top three. Top three this week is, and we actually decided this yesterday, which, so we can think about it, but I don't think I did it right, because I still didn't think about it until 20 minutes ago, but, so top three, oh, maybe not 20 minutes ago, like half an hour ago. Top three, They Might Be Giant songs.
Yay. If you don't know They Might Be Giants, I'm sorry.
Yeah, if you don't know They Might Be Giants, they've literally been playing for 30 years. And
whoa,
that's
way to get
not...
indignant about it.
No, honestly, if you've never even heard of them, you probably missed the boat.
Yeah, it's one of those things that if you're young enough, you hear it and you're like, that is something, and then it defines your life.
Yeah, well, or if you hear it like later, you're like, I'm pretty sure I've heard that song before. There's like two songs of theirs, mostly Istanbul. That people have heard, but they don't realize it's them.
I was kind of sad that they didn't do the full version of Istanbul.
They did a throwback version.
No, but every other time I went to see them, like, Dan Miller would do his, like, crazy acoustic guitar solo.
Oh, yeah! We saw him do a crazy acoustic guitar solo, and then it led into a different song entirely, and we're like, what just happened?
Yeah,
well. Oh, well.
Anyway.
Top three, There Might Be Giant song. I will start. My number three, Why Must I Be Sad?
Yeah. Tell me why.
Because it's a very... That's a song. I like that one because it's very upbeat about being real sad. I don't know why. Because I'm sad sometimes. That's why I like
it.
Okay. That's number three.
I like that. That's from...
I don't know.
What's the album?
You could say any album right now except for Join Us and be like, yeah, it's probably from that.
Factory Showroom?
Sure. I could look it up, but I'm not gonna.
I'm guessing.
What's your number three?
My number three. I have two thought of already, but I don't know what my number three is. Oh.
Okay, well,
how about we go with number three?
The number three?
There's only two songs in me, and I just wrote the third.
Yeah, okay. That's a good one.
That's not really my number three, but I thought it would fit.
Okay, but you have to, you still have to pick a number.
Okay, my number three would be Sketchy Galore.
Okay.
Which is on the bonus disc of The Else, which is
like Sketchy Galore.
Yeah, it's real, it's fun.
I'm going to pick a lot of songs that most people wouldn't pick.
Okay.
Because that's how I am. Because my two favorite albums are, I don't even think any of the songs came off those two, are The Spine and Minkaren.
I really like The
Spine. I like them as albums. Like, there's no individual song on those that are like, this makes the album for me. But I like them as albums. I think they flow really well. My number two... I'm sorry, did you pick... Yeah, Sketchy Galore. My number two is Cloisonné.
Okay, that's a good one.
Off of Join Us, which I really like.
That gets an honorable mention in mine.
I like a bassoon and I like a bass clarinet, and it's got both.
Yeah, it's a real weird, fun song.
I was having a hard time choosing between that one and... Call You Mom.
Oh, you can pick both.
No, I can't.
You can't.
No, because they're on the same album. Not number one.
Are they on the same album?
Yeah, they're on the same album.
Okay.
I really like that song.
My number two is Fiddlesticks. What was it?
I don't know.
Doctor Worm.
Oh, Doctor Worm. Yeah, you like Doctor Worm.
I love Doctor Worm.
It's about a worm.
He plays the drums.
He's not a real doctor.
But he is a real worm.
He's an actual worm.
Mm-hmm. And he likes to play the drums.
Uh huh.
Yeah, that's what it's about. It's about
a worm. That's really all it is. That's as complicated as it gets.
He likes to play the drums. Yeah, that's all it. Right. It's all just right. Fun.
It is a fun song. They have a lot of just fun, disjointed, weird songs. All right, my number one is Don't Let Start.
Okay.
Because I really like that song.
It's from their first album.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Yeah. I like the...
Is your number one song?
There's a certain part in a lot of songs that I like a bridge.
This would change if you asked me next week. It's gonna be completely
different.
When he
spells it out, he says "D world destruction over an overture and do I need apostrophe T need this torture."
Yep.
I like that part.
Yeah, I do too.
There's another one. It's not the whole song. I mean, I like the song "They'll Need a Crane," where he does that when he does a thing. Don't call me at work again, no, the boss still hates me, I'm just tired, and I don't love you anymore, and there's a restaurant we should check out where the other nightmare people like to go, I mean nice people, baby wait, didn't mean to say nightmare.
Yeah.
I just love that a little bit.
That's good.
And then in Anna Ang, when he says, I don't want the world, I just want your half,
mm-hmm.
I like that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
There's some just little things.
They're good songwriters, good at lyrics, good at music. Yeah. I like They Might Be Giants a lot because it's very, very varied music. Mm-hmm. Their music changes a lot.
Yeah.
And a lot of it sounds kind of the same, kind of upbeat, poppy and whatever, but they, especially depending on whether John Linnell's writing the song versus John Flansburgh, they're completely different songs. Yeah. They have two completely different styles.
Mm-hmm. And they
Flans
they
is a little
each other.
More jazzy, yeah. Usually.
Yeah.
All right, your number one song.
My number one song is the first song that I ever heard about They Might Be Giants.
And it's still my favorite. Head?
We can't say it.
Funny. I was guessing.
You knew what it was.
I didn't know what it was. I was guessing.
You're rooting.
Okay, watch say it.
It's Put Your Hand Inside the Puppet Head.
That's a good song. I almost picked that instead of Don't Let Start, but I thought it might be on your list, so I left it.
That's my number one song. It was the first song I ever heard by They Might Be Giants. I saw it, I was watching Al TV in 1989?
Mm-hmm.
88, 89?
Sure.
And that was the second video that they played on there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Put Your Hand Inside the Puppet Head by They Might Be Giants, because Weird Al told me to listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did.
Weird Al knows what's up.
Yeah.
I'm never going to feel bad about something Weird Al.
So, yeah, the way I got into They Might Be Giants, that was the first song I heard by them. And then in 1991, a couple years later, I was in Boy Scouts, and I was trying to find out about this band, because there was no internet or anything.
Right,
like,
you wouldn't
know. You know this song, and one of the guys that was in my Boy Scout group, he was like 2 years older.
Uh-huh.
He's like, yeah, I know, that's They Might Be Giants. I have the new album that came out called Flood.
Mm-hmm.
So he put it on a tape for me, Flood.
1990?
1990, it was like 91. So it was like a year after it came out.
So it's the newest album.
It was the newest album, yeah. Because it was Lincoln before that and then the first album. But so I got in on the third album. They Might Be Giants.
That's pretty good. Ground Floor.
1991.
I don't feel like I've ever gotten in on anything on the Ground Floor. Yeah. Indoor Kids, maybe. I got in pretty early there.
Mm. Nerdist?
No. No. I didn't get into Nerdist till like a couple hundred in, I think. Yeah.
I got in on the beginning of Smodcast.
I was in pretty early with Smodcast, but it wasn't quite the beginning. But I was in when they were still advertising Admin Eve and Fleshlight, which was so while ago.
Fleshlight,
so.
Yeah, because they had like a whole big thing with Fleshlight.
In fact, I think I was even in when they were advertising ThinkGeek, which was in the first like 20. They actually poorly advertised ThinkGeek.
But I always liked like Kevin Smith back in the day. Like I loved all of his movies when they came out. I went to see them. I remember downloading, like, I got the script for Dogma before it came out.
Ooh.
And I got to read it.
Nice.
They changed it a bit.
Well, they usually do.
But it was, I was like, yeah, that's a cool story.
That's awesome.
I really like the story of Dogma.
Yeah, like, I never get anything on the Ground Floor. I got into They Might Be Giants. The first They Might Be Giants song I ever heard was Istanbul, like most people. The second one I heard is Why Does the Sun Shine? Because that, again, very popular.
Was it?
As far as their songs go.
Right. The only one that I've ever heard on the radio, like on the actual radio, was the Malcolm in the Middle song.
Yeah, that's the only one I heard on the radio too. Yeah. But I didn't know it was by them. And I definitely didn't get into them at that point.
Yeah, and I was mad.
Yeah, you would be.
Because I was a hipster before it was cool.
Yeah, you're like, why are they getting famous? You know what? The good thing is they still stayed famous.
Do you
want to
hear a joke about hipsters?
They eat the beats before it's cool.
Why are you ruining all my jokes?
Because it's funnier. Funny.
No.
So, yeah. So, we went to the concert. Concert was good. Went back to the hotel. Sat down. It was raining when we got out. It hadn't rained the whole day. We walked around the whole day. It hadn't rained. It kind of looked like it was going to. But it was raining a little bit when we got out. Luckily, our hotel was only like 2 blocks from First Ave. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was drizzling a little bit. It felt pretty nice.
It was. It was nice. Got back to the hotel. Watched some Food Network, which was very conveniently listed on the TV channel list in the hotel room as Nude Network.
Nude Network, N-O-O-D.
N-O-O-D, and I was like, oh, what's
we
this?
We should watch the
this
Nude Network. I wish the Food Network was on this TV.
I was literally, while we were navigating to Nude Network, I was pissed because Food Network wasn't on the channel.
He's like, nobody has Food Network.
Like, why does nobody have Food Network?
Then
maybe
we put on the Nude Network, and there was people cooking.
And it was
cooking.
Food, and I was like, oh, man. Yeah,
and it was Cutthroat Kitchen.
Yeah, which is, it's an okay show.
So, I was going to say, before we go on, that people who listen to this podcast, all of our wonderful listeners, post on the blog, or on the website, what is it?
Ahapodcast.com.
Ahapodcast.com. Post on there your top three They Might Be Giants songs.
Or tweet at us.
We are
at Ahapodcast. You can go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Ahapodcast. Mm-hmm. Right now, comments on the website require Facebook, but I think I'm going to turn that off because there are some people who don't use Facebook. Yeah. So if you want to comment with Facebook, you can comment on our page instead.
And send us tweets, send us emails.
Tweet us.
We have
emails, ahapodcast@gmail.com. We never get anything but domain renewal notices on there.
Yeah,
so.
We did. We got one last year and this year.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone sent us an
email.
Pay us
some money.
Tell us, we'll read your comments live on the air.
We'll mention your name. Yeah, name specifically.
I like how every week we have new listeners.
I know, we get like one new listener a week, and they're all people
that's
we work
good.
With.
So in like another year, we'll have like 52
like,
more people.
Well, okay, in another year, that's probably going to drop off, right? Yeah, like 50 more people would be great, but people will stop listening, so it's probably going to be more like 30 more people.
Yeah, they'll get bored with us.
Yeah, they'll be like, this is shit.
I don't.
Yes, shit.
I think the only if there's anyone who listens to this podcast who does not know us personally, please let us know.
I doubt they exist, but if you don't know who we are, please, dear God, let us know.
we want to know if anybody actually.
You're just
listens.
Some rando. Please let us
I
know.
I will send you a shiny nickel in the mail.
I will bake you cookies and send them to you.
She
if
will.
You don't know us.
All she wants is a reason to bake cookies.
I will bake you cookies and send them to you if you do know us, but you have to pay me.
Yeah, there's a surcharge.
It's like
$10.
$10.
Like
$10
plus shipping.
Plus shipping.
Two,
and I will send you.
Shipping.
I'll send you like a couple dozen cookies.
$13, no shipping.
Whatever. Yeah, I'll send you a couple dozen cookies. I don't care.
She makes good cookies.
I'm pretty good at making cookies. Mm-hmm. I'll even make whatever kind of cookies you want, though it might be a delay because I might have to try a recipe first. But yeah, so
snack time.
No, not snack time. I was gonna try to finish their story.
Oh, okay, do your story.
Yeah, so then we woke up the next morning and watched Food Network, and Adam got mad at me for not getting out of bed, but dang it, I didn't wanna, because I was in a hotel.
Then I wanted to walk around.
Checked out of the hotel. Decided we wanted to eat breakfast. Weren't really sure we were going to eat breakfast. Found a crepe place. We're like, oh, a crepe place. That sounds cool. Walked around, couldn't find it for a while. Found it. And part of the reason we couldn't find it is because it was like 12 square feet.
It was like it was as narrow as a doorway.
Yeah, there was, and there were like 5 people sitting in the place and it was full. Yeah. And there was seating outside, but it was a little chilly, kind of windy. I didn't really feel like sitting outside. Mm-hmm. So we skipped the crepe place. We went to Hell's Kitchen, which is a pretty well-known restaurant.
And it's the home of Daredevil.
Home of Daredevil.
Daredevil lives there and he helps people out.
Yeah, he does.
So if you're bad in the restaurant, he beats you up.
I went down there about 11 or so. Ended up about 45-minute wait, so it was lunch by the time we got there. But they had brunch till 3 o'clock. For the second time out of 3 times eating in Minneapolis, we were seated directly next to the live music stage.
That was awesome, so when that trumpet was 4 feet from your head.
There was a trumpet 4 feet from my head playing, just playing.
Just full on.
Just no mute or anything.
And a glockenspiel at least like 3 feet
from my head. Yeah, glockenspiel 3 feet away. That was fun. They luckily took a break for a lot of our meals, so we didn't have to deal with it. What did we eat? We ate sausage bread.
Sausage bread.
Oh my god, sausage bread.
There was, I think it was black currants.
Yeah.
Well, it was made and with sausage, black currants. There was coffee in the recipe, I remember.
And bread. Somehow. I want to make it. I don't know if there's a recipe online. We'll find but it. But I want to make it. It kind of tasted like a coffee cake made out of sausage. There were like little grainy bits on top.
Okay.
You might not have noticed them.
I didn't. I thought it was kind of like a very dense, because it wasn't sweet. It was like salty bread. Like it wasn't a sweet bread.
But it was like the consistency texture of like a dense coffee cake.
Yeah, but it was like salty and sausage. It was really good.
It was really good.
And they gave us banana peanut butter.
Banana peanut butter, which was just peanut butter with bananas in it.
No. Well, it was honey roasted peanuts and bananas just put in a blender.
We just figured that out ourselves, too. Yeah. Nobody told us that.
Yeah.
And butter. Honestly, the bread was better with just butter on it.
Yeah, it was just good.
The honey roasted peanut butter on its own, banana peanut butter was good.
Yeah. And then we got, it was brunch, so you got like egg,
I got corned beef hash. And the corned beef hash was corned beef and celery.
Mm-hmm.
It was really good.
Yeah.
Like, it was really good. And I also got just scrambled eggs on top of that.
But the main, and the most toast. The most exciting part of your meal was the toast.
I had sourdough toast, but that wasn't even the most exciting part. The most exciting part was the blackberry jam.
The homemade blackberry lemon jam that they brought over from the kitchen.
Oh, it was so good.
So we're going to have to make some jam.
I don't know if we can get fresh blackberries.
Doesn't matter.
I don't think we can.
Doesn't matter.
It kind of matters.
They probably didn't have fresh blackberries in there. Who knows where they get what they put in there?
Oh, that's true.
Might have been frozen, but it's still black.
Frozen are usually actually better than fresh around here. So, what did you have?
I had
an amazing meal.
I had an awesome sandwich. It was like a sandwich with ham and cheese and braised pears.
Oh, it was so good! I took a bite of yours and immediately wished that I'd ordered it.
Yeah, it was really
I liked my meal, but yours.
The
was
one
super
thing
good.
That I would do different when I make it next time, when I make it next week,
when
I'm going to take the pears instead of slicing them in like sections, I'm going to slice them thin. And
yeah,
like
they
that.
Would have been better with...
Because it was like you get a big chunk of pear.
Yeah, they were like,
I'd rather have it like a thin,
sixths or something.
Yeah, I'd rather have it like a thin slice of pear on top of my sandwich.
Agreed.
Which I will do. But yeah, that was our meal.
It was a good meal. It was reasonably priced. It wasn't crazy. The wait was really the worst part.
Yeah, well, I think the music was the worst part.
Maybe the music was the worst part.
And they have cool art in that building, too.
They have a lot of art.
Yeah,
there.
Mark was actually telling me, he's like, did you go to Hell's Kitchen when you were there? And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, we did go. And I'd seen that place before, and I kind of always wanted to go, but I was afraid that maybe it wouldn't be any good. You know, sometimes places
I've never
are
seen
hyped,
it before.
But it was good.
I just wanted to go because I thought Daredevil was there.
And then upstairs, there was like Angel Cupcakes.
Yeah, and we forgot to get cupcakes.
That's
okay. We'll get cupcakes.
Because we're the worst. We got coffee there. It was. It's fine.
Yeah. Mine tasted kind of burnt.
Yours tasted kind of burnt. My chai was just tasted exactly like
I'm sure they
like any chai.
But I needed some coffee in the morning. Okay.
Right.
Snack time.
On to snacks.
What is our snack today, Holly?
We have...
Oh, you threw away the part that tells you what it is?
Nagaraya.
Nagaraya.
Garlic cracker nuts.
Garlic cracker nuts. Where are they made?
Product of the Philippines.
Okay. Looks like it's got some
made
Japanese
in the Philippines by Food Industries Incorporated.
Food Industries, people.
Makati, Metro Manila.
Ladies and gentlemen, Food Industries presents Nagaraya Garlic Cracker Nuts.
Now, these ingredients, selected peanuts, Wheat flour, sugar, food starch, flavoring.
So what do you suppose selected peanuts means?
You think some the like, bad ones.
You think there's like a someone picking out the nuts on a conveyor belt?
It's the ones that don't make it into, like, they're not pretty enough to go in regular peanuts. Oh, they just grind peanuts. Them
up? So are these, let me see the texture. Yeah, they're
like, here, I'll give you one. They look like, cracker balls.
I don't know
how to explain it. I feel like I've had something like this before, but they actually look kind of like corn nuts, but they're not corn nuts.
Yeah, I don't know how this texture is going to be. It looks like it's going to be crunchy.
Yeah, I think so. These are considerably higher in calories than our last week's snack.
I think the other one was just
like
lying.
Six times as much. No, I don't think it was.
There's a peanut inside.
There's a peanut inside?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's real good.
That's what it is.
It's a peanut
A peanut covered with crackers with garlic powder on the outside.
That's awesome.
These are mine. Really, no. Portion some out. We're going to have to save those for later because they're super high calories.
There's six servings.
There's six servings, and each serving's 150 calories because it's nuts.
These are real good.
Okay, put them in a bowl. Put a little bit in a bowl for each of us, like a little tiny bowl. Then we will eat those. Oh, man, those are good. If I can find them on Amazon, I'll put a link in the description
for the podcast. This is all we get for today.
I don't know.
Oh, man, that's good.
Amazon, but...
Nagaraya cracker nuts. If you live in Grand Forks, you can buy them at the Asian, or the, not Asian market, but...
Yeah, Toucan Market.
Toucan Market, the international market in the dirt mall.
In the dirt mall.
I mean, Grand City's mall.
In the dirt mall.
The dirt mall.
Everybody knows what the dirt mall is. It's a bad mall.
do people know that? I thought it was just me.
I feel like people know it.
Anyway,
somewhere in town that was
called
we've
done a podcast. Thank you for
listening. We not have anything else to say.
Oh.
I feel like we have something else to say. I don't know. Guess not.
I think I'd like to call you mom. Because you remind me of my mom.
I'm going to go put on the sailor suit. And we'll go out in the town.
All right. That's all. I'm going to eat some more cracker nuts.
Yeah, we're just going
to
go eat cracker
nuts. Oh, I have to watch X-Files. I have three episodes of X-Files to watch because I have podcasts backed up. X-Files files. Kumail Nanjiani, X-Files files, if you're not aware.
We will go watch the X-Files, and you folks have a lovely week. Again, at AHA Podcast, ahapodcast.com, facebook.com/ahapodcast, ahapodcast@gmail.com. I am at Only Obsessed on Twitter.
I'm at Matt Olaf on Twitter. And if you're not my friend on Facebook, just, you know, I'm there.
Yeah. I don't accept friends as readily as he does, so if I don't know you, I'll probably not accept your friend request. But if I know you, I will. Cool.
Especially if you're a weirdo.
Especially if you're a weirdo.
I will add you right away. Okay, bye.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast. Okay, bye.